Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, February 12th of 2019. Excuse me. And I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man, as is normally the case. And I'm so glad you could tune in tonight. It's always a blessing when you tune in. It means you're hungry to hear from the word of the Lord. Amen. So, I want to tell you something. I'm on a new device tonight, a new iPhone. It's one of the new kinds that doesn't have the headphone jacks. So, listeners, if you're listening, just let me know that you can hear me okay. Because I know when I'm calling in, it sounds to me like it's working okay. But I want to make sure that you guys can still hear me. I mean, I'm going to go on regardless. Just want some point in the show. One of you could let me know. Hey, I can hear you good. So, I just thought I should kind of remind you folks of that, that I am on a different device. And of course, when you're used to having a different type of phone, this is the largest phone I've had, because I've always had 4S, 5, 5C, 5S, and SE, all of which were rather similar phone sizes. And then now I got the 7. You know, my battery was dead on my old phone. I was told because there was some corrosion. That was why I was struggling with charging. But needless to say, I am still having to work at updating things on my phone so that can be restored to everything that I had on my 5C. No, on my SE. So, but in a little bit of more news, more like what we talk about on the show, I have, of course, a Coca-Cola with me, classic variety. And Coca-Cola is always the best McDonald's. I mean, McDonald's Coke is always the best classic Coke you can have. If you were told that for the rest of your life, the only beverage you could have was Coke, regardless of the source, it just has to be Coke. Do you think McDonald's would be the one place where you'd get it from?
Yep,
that's assuming you still have the liberty to choose where you get it from and whether it's vanilla and what have you or whatever, but just that it has to be Coke. And of course, this means no Sprite, no Aquas, like you're told, Coke. And listeners, when it comes to classic Coke, I would agree with what you just heard. Because there's just something about it. I don't know if it's more bubbly like when it's real fresh. It could be because I know it's super bubbly when it's coming out. By the way, lid check. I'm doing this one live because I want you to hear it.
Enjoy every sip.
All right, enjoy every sip, listeners. What did you get a water donut or something else?
Yeah, I'll let you know when I do
that. What you gonna get?
Water.
And then enjoy every sip. That's a good one. You know what I haven't seen a lot of lately? Sip the day. And I always thought sip the day was one of the most common.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to think that they're all about equal. I used to think that drinking of you would have been more, but after the first day of me reading, right after Invasion, the first one I found was drinking of you. And then the next one was sip the day. Listeners, I'm going to start working about some different parodies, thinking of some different parody songs, like one for Coke, maybe one for Waffle House, different stuff like that. It'll just make it more interesting. And then we'll still do the sing our normal song that we do every night now before we get into our word. And then Valentine's Day is Friday. So whether you do your Valentine festivities Friday or Saturday, whatever you do them, don't forget to get something for that special person you love. Like, one very special person, they already know it, so I can say it. They're getting a cheesecake donut. If it can be found. And cheesecake, for those of you who know me, cheesecake is one of my favorite, like, sweet flavors. It doesn't necessarily have to be a slice of cheesecake. It can even be, like, in the form of ice cream, like cheesecake ice cream or cheesecake, cheesecake donuts. Have you seen cheesecake muffins a thing? Have you seen those before anywhere?
Yeah, Big Apple Bagel has strawberry cheesecake and chocolate cheesecake.
Do they use actual cheesecake to make them, or is it processed?
I'm pretty sure it's actual cheesecake. They're really good.
Like, you think they're actually more sugary than what the process would be? Maybe not always, maybe not necessarily grammage, but taste-wise.
Right.
Because sometimes the taste can be misleading compared to the amount of grams.
Oh, yeah.
Like you could think, like the one that actually has like 34
mm-hmm.
could actually be less sweet than the one that's like 27. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm just saying as an example, you know, because, and just because it's sweeter doesn't mean they put more grams in. if it's fresher, like if I make a thing of cookies for Valentine's Day, let them set out for several days, put nothing over top of the box, they're going to become hard, and then after that they won't be quite as sugary. And that'll be regardless of how much stuff you put in them. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Where if they're fresh out the thing, they'll just be deliciously sweet.
Right.
Just
yum,
like, yum. They'll be deliciously sweet. Just like I hope all of you are. I was just thinking, folks, you guys are so awesome, those of you who choose to tune into this program. And it's so amazing. Obviously, I don't know every single person who tunes in, but it's great to see. I know great things are happening, and I know great things will continue to happen. Lives are being changed. It's always a great thing. Sorry for that little pause. I was just taking a sip of Coke. Just like how pastor at church will be taking a sip of water sometimes when he pauses for a second. Me, I'm taking a swig of Coke. Coca-Cola. Holy carbonated sweetened water. I was going to say holy water, but Coke is still mainly water, but it's just all sweetened and carbonated. And it's like color sugary carbonated water. But the underlying product is still water, you know? Yep, it's just, but with all the other stuff in it. I hope heaven has a pool of Coke in it for me, and for all the other people who love Coke, to just drink fresh glasses of Coke from it.
Yeah.
Because then it can actually be rivers of living Coke.
That would be amazing.
You would actually like that too, wouldn't you? Yeah, and into your cup will flow. Not a little trickle, not a little stream, rivers of living Coke. And it'll be also so delicious. And you get to choose what flavor.
Yeah.
You want to jump in the river of vanilla? Oh, yo!
Mm-hmm.
The river of cherry? The river of, maybe a peanut butter Coke if they find a way to make it really taste good? I never tried it. I wonder if the reason they haven't tried it yet is because they haven't found a way to get it quite right. They make shakes out of it, and they turn out to be awesome. But you don't know how they would do it without causing chunks.
Right.
Because, and any of the peanut butter that doesn't have chunks, it seems like it's just plain peanut butter, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So you don't know how they would do it without making it get all sticky. You think chocolate Coke would be first? Because chocolate is fine enough. That'd be
right.
Like chocolate Coke wouldn't be too bad, would it?
No.
You'd still rather have a vanilla.
Yeah, I'm a huge chocolate fan. Unless it's just like a normal Reese's cup.
That is the yes, because that is the perfect mix of chocolate and peanut butter. Great thing to get your Valentine. Some heart ones.
Mm-hmm.
To sit there and have one of those peanut butter cup moments. By the way, I ate the last two peanut butter cups. Sorry. Really?
Oh, no.
Because if you know me, I love peanut butter cup moments. I do. So delicious. Praise God. I want to encourage you all to please tell everybody you know how they can be a part of the show. The best way to be a part is to call in, whether you want to call in to listen to me, or if you want to call in and talk to me about generally anything you want to talk about, whether it be sports or you want to ask me a Bible question. Maybe you want to let me know how I'm doing, how am I doing awesome? Where can I do better? Because I always welcome your feedback. And your feedback helps me a lot. So feel free to call in and let me know or to ask me a question. If it's politics that you want to call in and talk about, what's going to happen is I'm going to tell you to pray for your leaders that have authority over us. As well, I'm also going to tell you to vote in your primaries, in your caucuses. As right now, when the season that states are having their primaries and caucuses. And so, participate. Be a part in the process. Because as you're voting, more votes mean more delegates. But as you vote, I want to encourage you to vote Christian. I'm not going to take time every night to talk about this. I'm not. But every once in a while, especially as we get every once in a while, I may take a minute, especially as we get real close. And also want to encourage you to please pray over America as we go through this year, as we go through the election process. You should always be praying for America every day, every year. And remember, 2 Chronicles 7:14, my people would humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. Humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways. I would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And maybe, if you want a reminder, by the way, you can choose 7:14 a.m. or p.m. Wherever you're at, that maybe set an alarm every day for 7:14. Take a minute, pray over America. That can't hurt. So, obviously, I'll do what I'll do. You do what you do. But I am giving you some advice. And that can't hurt, because America needs all the prayer it can get. And even though in certain ways we're making some progress, right now, Lord, I take a minute right now to pray over the men in green, those in green, our military, and those in blue, our police officers. Those military, I thank you, Lord God, that they would do what they've been called to do there. I thank you that they would get their job accomplished, that they would take out those evil forces, everything that would try to take down America, to take down the cause of freedom and liberty that America stands for. Thank you that all this terrorism would be rooted right out by our great military. And I thank you, Lord God, for those in blue, our police officers. They have such a dangerous job, but a job that must be done. I pray that this disrespect that America has for police officers would stop right now. I thank you that this, Lord God, that shooting of police officers would stop once and for all. That we would respect our officers again. And that they would just feel your protection on them as they do their jobs and as they keep us safe. And Lord, I thank you right now for America as a whole. Thank you, Lord God, that you're moving on its behalf, that you're working on it, that you're strengthening it, that you're helping it, making it be greater and greater and greater. Thank you for what's being done. That is your will, Lord God. Thank you. Bless our leaders, our president, the governors, the senators, and help us this year as we vote to vote in the people that you would have us, that you would have be in there, that to do the best job by you. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, as I was saying a minute ago, though, you can feel free to call in and talk to me about generally anything you want to talk about. And the number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that number is 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompt, and when you hear the prompt that says to call into a live show, press 1. You'll go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through a call screener. My assistant will answer the phone, and she'll ask you where you're from. I mean, who you are, where you're calling from. She'll let me know that we have a caller and where you're from. And that way I can ID you. Because on these other shows, these big shows, people, on one sports show, you know, people are on Michigan, he'll say who the person is and where they're from. We'll have you're listening on what have you. And then I'll say something like, what say you? Whatever. So hopefully we can get some great calls tonight. Now, I'm going to sing a song for you guys that I've sang this several times, but it's been a little while. This song talks about how our God is a God of miracles. So, here we go. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear, he's silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. The one who does impossible, he's reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make you whole. The one who put death in his place, his life is flowing through my veins, his life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, we love you tonight, Jesus. You are good and your word endures forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The God who was and is to come, the power of the risen one, the God who brings the dead to life, you're the God of miracles, you're the God of miracles. The power of the risen one, the God who brings the dead to life, you're the God of miracles, you're the God of miracles. I believe in you, I believe in you, you're the God of miracles. I believe in you, I believe in you, you're the God of miracles. I believe in you, I believe in you, you're the God of miracles. I believe in you, I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on our life. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, for all these who took time out of their busy day to tune into this program. I don't know what all these people have went through today or what they've went through the last few days. Thank you, Lord God, that you bring us strength as we go through the storms of life. Everything that takes place, everything that happens. I thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, you strengthen us. You give us strength. Thank you that you are our strength like no other. You are the God of miracles. You bring strength and to our bones and healing to our bones, healing to our bodies. And I just thank you, Lord God, that your hand is on us tonight. Bless us these next little bit as we study your word tonight. Lord God, may every one of these listeners learn something that they can take with them as they go about life. And Lord, I make my confession over the show right now. Thank you that sponsors and partners come into this program. I thank you that finances come into this program. I thank you that increases in listenership come into this program. And most important of all, Lord, I thank you that that souls come into the kingdom of God as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Amen. Matthew 5. Praise God, Matthew 5. I want to teach on the first teachings of Jesus. So this is after he was baptized. This is when he first becomes a teacher. Praise God. Actually, let's start with 4, verse 12. Then we'll go into 5. But we're going to go to 4:12. There are two sounds that pastors really love hearing. You may remember this donut. What are they? One of them is checks being ripped out of checkbooks. The other is pages turning.
Oh, yeah.
Usually I say it the other way around, but that was a test.
Right.
I did. Part of why I say that is because I think it's funny, don't you?
Yeah.
When pages turning, checks being ripped out of checkbooks. I want to know the other thing that it means when a pastor hears that sound, it means that people are paying attention. Amen. And that's what I want you to do, is to pay attention and to be a part as we study the word tonight. Amen. So, as I said, Matthew 4:12. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee, leaving Nazareth. He went and he lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake, in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said to by the prophet Isaiah, in the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, along the Jordan, Galilee with the Gentiles, and people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the meadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near," calling the disciples. We're starting with verse 18. As Jesus was walking along the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, as they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets, and they followed Jesus. Going on from there, he saw two other boats, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat with their father, and they followed Jesus, followed him. Verse 23. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing a couple of people who were... Oh, that's where you're supposed to go. We'll try that again. He healed almost everybody. Try this again. Verse 23. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news and of the kingdom, and healing every disease. In other words, all that were sick. all sickness and disease. Amen. All, healing every sickness and disease among the people. News about him spread all over Syria, and people brought to him all who were ill of various diseases, those suffering severe pain, the demon-possessed, those having seizures, and the paralyzed. And he healed them all. Large crowds from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and the region across the Jordan followed him. Now we're going into chapter 5. This is where it talks about the Beatitudes. That's where we deal with the blessed are those who... Verse 1. Now when Jesus saw the crowds, he went up on the mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, now, obviously in my Bible listeners, it's Braille, because I'm still believing for the manifestation. But in your Bible, you'll find that what I'm about to read from are red letters. When they're red, who does it mean is speaking? The red letters, that means Jesus is speaking. So, let's start with verse 3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. For they shall be filled. Pause. Shall is the most powerful word in the English language. I bet you didn't know that, did you?
I did not know that.
It's the most powerful word in the whole English language. I don't know why. In fact, my pastor didn't say why. He just knew it, but he didn't say where he found out or why that shall is. Righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all manner of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Verse 13 now. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled on by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under their bowl, Instead, they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men, so that they might see your good works, and they may praise your Father in heaven. Verse 17. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. Law, capital L, and prophets, capital P. So that means they were pretty important. Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means pass from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven. You've heard that it was said by those long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother without a cause will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Rekha, is answerable to the Sanhedrin. But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and then remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still with him on the way. Or he may hand you over to the judges. The judge hand you over to the officer. You'll be thrown in prison. I tell you the truth, you will not get out until you paid the last mite. All right. Verse, I'm going to skip down some of these, going to go to 43 to 48, and then I'm going to discuss it. So, as I said, 43 to 48. You have heard that it was said by them of old time, love your neighbor, hate your enemy. I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward do you get? Don't even the tax collectors, aren't even they doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, What are you doing more than others? Don't even pagans do this? Be perfect. Therefore, as your heavenly Father in heaven is perfect. Since that's the last thing I wrote, I know, listeners, some of you are wishing you could stare me down right through that phone, or right through your iPad, right, your computer. You're wishing you could stare me down right now. You know, like just like how Dr. Buckley claims people still like to, well, stare at him. Remember that donut? Remember that? When he says, oh, you're staring at me now. Remember hearing him say that donut? So, be ye perfect. Last year, but not this past January, but the previous January, Dr. Buckley had done one of his annual question and answer nights. And I decided to ask him what Jesus meant. No, I didn't say it that way. But basically, like, the Bible says, be ye perfect as your heavenly Father in heaven is perfect. What exactly did Jesus mean? What Jesus means is to live as clean and as pure and to be as obedient to me as possible. That's the best way we can apply that. Because as humans, we won't exactly be perfect. Because the earth isn't perfect. No. Uh-uh. And so what he means is live for me the best you know how. Do for me as good as you can do. Keep trying to do better and better and better and better and better and better. Follow me. This is why there's the fivefold ministry. Apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. That doesn't mean that we would all be perfect in 2 days. God's still working on us. But we got to keep working on us. And since that was the last thing I said in the reading, a lot of times after I'm done reading, I'll kind of go up to where I started from. But tonight I had it to start right from where I ended up at. That way you wouldn't be staring me down asking me, well, how do you do be perfect? Because you're on earth. But so another thing I'd like to address. Fishers of men. Like the men are all in the sea, at the bottom of the sea, just being like fish. The men decided they were now fish. I don't think how that works, is it? Nope. The way this would be interpreted nowadays by a good spirit-filled preacher, or by Dr. Buckley or any other great preacher, or by me even, just a saint of God. Is that when Jesus said, you no longer catch a fish, but you're a fisher of men? What that means here is that you'll be winning souls for the kingdom of God. Because when you go out and find people, ask them to give their life to Jesus Christ, they decide to give their lives to Jesus, that's a caught fish. A one soul. So in that sense, those one souls, they're like the fish. And you'll catch all different kinds of people. And you'll just catch. That's what Jesus meant when he said, when he found those two guys in the boat, and they were fishermen, and he says, follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. He was saying, you won't be looking for fish anymore. You'll be winning souls for my kingdom. Now, eventually, I'm going to do some more of these teachings of Jesus. These will be things where Jesus taught the people. One of them was last night, but that was what do I do when Satan comes to take the word from my life? But tonight is the first teachings of Jesus. So, if you want a list for teachings of Jesus, part one, meaning like where he first begins preaching. Number one, Jesus wants us to be fishers of men. Jesus wants us to be fishers of men. Number two. Let me work my way back. Because I'm going to make sure to also give you what verse that is. That way, as you're going through your notes, you have verses to refer to. Let me just make sure I find it real quick before I give you a wrong number. Come follow me, Jesus said. Verse 19. They said, come, follow. We'll leave the come out. He said, follow me. Jesus said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. That is Matthew 4, verse 19. Oh, and then there's the Beatitudes. I could seriously do a sermon just on all these different Beatitudes, or all the blessed are's. But I'm going to pick out a couple of the ones that I think are the greatest, because I want you to have a couple of them that relate the most to us as Christians. So I'm going to find the ones that are like the most, absolutely most powerful. So what's verse 3? One I like is, blessed are those, not the mourning comforted. I mean, yeah, they're all good, but that's not me right now. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who, verse 6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Yeah, that's me. Hallelujah. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. That's number 2. Just giving you some good nuggets that Jesus said. You're starting to teach so that you can have these. Blessed are the mercy, for they will be given mercy. Blessed are the pure. Blessed are the pure in heart. Let me reward this. Blessed are those who have a pure heart, for they will see God. Amen. That's why it's so important that you have a pure heart, that in your heart is pure motives. Not all this other junk, but that your heart is pure before God. So maybe while you're not hearing from God, some things, maybe your heart's not pure. Blessed are the peacemakers. God. Blessed are those who persecute because of my sake, the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you who insult you, and then they say all kinds. The great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets before you. That was number 3. Number three was the one about the pure in heart. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Number 4. You are the salt of the earth. And I would see, and then I would say, people look at us, they watch us as we live our lives. I would actually say we are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. No, we'll make number 4. Salt. It loses saltiness. How can it be made salt again? And then under the you are the salt of the earth, make sure you don't lose your saltiness. Do not lose your witness. Number five. By the way, verse for number four, Matthew 5:13. I'm making sure I give you the verse for every one of these. Number three is, number two is in Matthew 5:6. Number four is Matthew 5:8. Number five, two and three is what I meant to say, not four. Two is 5:6. Three is 5:8. Four, you are the salt of the earth, Matthew 5:13. Number five, you are the light of the world, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. In the same way. And then under number five, you are the light of the earth. We could call this 5B. Let your light shine on people, that they may see your good deeds, and that they might praise your Father in heaven. For 5B, your verse is Matthew 5:16. Number six, and the last one. Jesus came to fulfill the law. For your verse for that, verse 17 of chapter 5, Matthew 5:17, which says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." And then he gets into all these certain things that if you do this, this happens. If you do that, that happens. But I wanted to give you, what I was doing was tonight, I wanted to give you some of the awesome golden nuggets that Jesus gave when he was first teaching the disciples and to the crowds about the salt and the light, about the Beatitudes and also what he told his disciples. And number seven. Be perfect as your heavenly Father in heaven is perfect. Under that right, God wants us to live as clean and as obedient to God as we possibly can. And your verse for that one is Matthew chapter 5, verse. Let me just check. I want to make sure I give you the right one. Because I'm not gonna allow myself to steer you the wrong way. The last part of, so we'll call that Matthew 5:48b. Be perfect. No, we'll say therefore be perfect, as your Father in heaven is perfect. And then under that, write, live as obedient to God, for God, as you possibly can. That means God calls you to do something, do it. Don't whine and groan and complain about it. Because sometimes your flesh might not want to do what God wants you to do. Maybe he wants you to go lead this person to the Lord, but you're in the middle of watching the Late Show and the Late Late Show and the episode of the Late 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 Show that aired 3 weeks ago. But you there, mister, want to sit on the couch and not obey. So, I'm just using that as an example. So, you know, is you a follower of Christ? It's not just supposed to be a list of do's and a list of don'ts, because that's all religion is. And a lot of times, you just basic religion. If you're not born again, you won't exactly have the power to do the amount of power it takes to do the do's, and you won't have enough to stop doing the don'ts. Like, don't do this, don't do that, don't do, you know, whatever you want to apply the list of don'ts to. So, this is why we always got to be checking ourselves and making sure that we're right in the eyes of God so that we can just, you know, do what God has commanded us. And before the end of chapter 5, he goes through several of the commandments. And Jesus talks about how, and said, you know, thou shalt not murder. Anyone who goes after with brother without a cause will be in danger of judgment. If you do this, you'll be. So, Jesus did not exactly start out with a happy-go-lucky message. He did not start out with a user-friendly, milquetoast kind of message, like some of these messages that some of these preachers want to teach their congregations today. Yep, he came out swinging. And if you don't like my message tonight, listeners, you know who you can take that up with? God. not me. Because, listeners, I came to tell you the truth. And I didn't come to give you a watered-down word from God, because God won't water it down. At the Passover, they weren't supposed to eat just the parts of the lamb that they liked to eat. The nice, tasty, salty, tender parts. And take that and make a lamb sandwich out of it. Nope. They had to eat the whole lamb. Including the parts they didn't like. That's how it is with us Christians. We're supposed to believe the whole Bible. Even what we might find as not necessarily the most appetizing to us.
Okay, now we have one more.
But so, anyhow, God wants us to believe the whole thing, the whole truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He's the only way to heaven. He is the soon coming King. When I come back on Monday, I'm going to teach you on prayer, the Lord's Prayer, and why prayer is so important in a Christian's life. I was going to finish up Proverbs and then go right into Psalms. But for some reason right now, I felt that it was the will of God that I'm supposed to right now be teaching on these teachings of Jesus. So that's what I'm doing right now. That's all right. Because I love the teachings of Jesus. He just laid it out in a way we could all understand. And we live under Jesus' covenant. I have nothing against the Old Testament. And a lot of these psalms that talk about that, about, you know, and all those songs, and forever God is with us, forever He is strong, give thanks to the Lord. All those still apply. But I just feel like for right now, supposed to teach on teachings of Jesus, the things that He taught His disciples. So that's what's going to be going on here with the Miracle Man show. So what I gave you tonight was teachings of Jesus. Number one, I call it, Jesus Begins His Ministry. When I come back on Monday, it'll be teaching of Jesus number two, the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to try my best to do it. Obviously, we have no record on what days Jesus taught what messages. Because it doesn't say, like in the Old Testament, on the 600th, on the 10th day, like on the 31st day, no, the 31st year, on the first day of the seventh month of the 31st year of Jesus' life, this is the message he taught. Doesn't say that. Even though he only lived 33 years. Jesus only lived 33 years. So, but it'll be based on, like how it was written in the Bible. And some of it'll be from Matthew, some from Mark, some from Luke. So. I read you some parables last night. I read you some of those parables. And yes, he did a lot of speaking in parables. But right now, I'm excited about the teachings of Jesus when he sat the disciples down to teach them. And even some of the miracles he did. He took time with them afterwards to teach them. To teach them. To teach those disciples. So. Praise God. Let me just check the time here. I don't know about you, but I don't know about you listeners, but I love my Jesus. I want to make sure that all of you listeners know my Jesus. If you don't know my Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, I want you to call into the show right now. The number to call in is 215-383-3810. I told you the steps. Go ahead and press 1. You'll be taken through that call screener. I'll be told I have a caller, and then we'll help you out. I really want to make sure, listeners, that you know my Jesus. Because let me tell you, we are in the last of the last of the last of the last days. And you don't have to listen to much of the news at all to know that we are getting close. One button push could ignite Armageddon. So, I want to make sure that you're right with God. First, I want to make sure that you know Jesus. Also, if you do know him, but you know you're not right, I want you to be able to get right. If you say, I think I'm right with God, but I'm not sure, make sure. I'm not going to allow myself to sit here and say, I think I'm right with God, but I'm not sure. Because the second you say, I'm not sure, That's not good. And I don't want one of you to burn in hell. Not one of you. I love all of you too much. I want to see you make heaven. So. Just pausing for a second. And say this with me, listeners. Dear Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for being my Lord and Savior. Strengthen me. Fix me. Make me who I ought to be. Show me who you are. Show me how to love like you do. Teach me how to live for you. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, welcome to the kingdom of God. If you prayed that prayer because to rededicate your life, welcome back home. If you pray this prayer to make sure, and maybe you weren't on the right path, then for you, now you're sure. And if you just prayed it because I said to do it, and you know you're right, feels just as good this time as it did the last time. Amen. Amen. And whenever someone commits their life to Jesus Christ, the angels in heaven, they have such a big celebration because they know that someone decided to either come home or to give assurance or to be a newcomer, to come into the kingdom of God for the first time. And Jesus loves that. The angels love that. Because as it says, there will be more rejoicing for one sinner who repents than for all the righteous people who do not need to repent. Thank you, Jesus, for this word. Thank you that we will put this word to practice as we go about our lives. Thank you for this teaching on you, Jesus. And we're going to learn some things. Thank you, Lord God, for this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, in terms of sports, last night you had Michigan State win on the road in a thriller at Illinois, 70-69. At one point, Michigan State was up by 20 in the second half, only to blow that lead for Illinois to go up by 3. Michigan State, though, did what they had to do in the closing seconds. They were able to win 70-69. And it was a good game. Michigan State will be back home on Saturday. In other MSU news, they have announced that Coach Tucker from Colorado will be their new head coach after he had only been there for one season and after he said first he had said that he was committed to helping rebuild Colorado. Only later he gave like hashtags Colorado Strong and all that kind of stuff. But now he decided to come to Michigan. Luke Fickell, coach of Cincinnati, he decided not to come up to Michigan State. So we'll have to wait and see what Coach Tucker can do for MSU. I know talent-wise they're a bit down. Hopefully he can rally the troops and really make it a good season. And to build on what D'Antonio built. And hopefully he can be a good recruiter to keep MSU strong as a football school. All right. Let me see here. What else? Pistons. They play the Knicks tonight at 7:30. And we will see how they're doing. And then Red Wings last night, 3-2 loss to Buffalo. Yep, like I said, a 3-2 loss. Last week they beat Buffalo. Yesterday they couldn't beat them on the road. Nope, lost. 3-2. So they continue to be the worst team in hockey. I was really hoping that they could really be starting to pick it up. So we'll have to just wait and see what all happens with we'll just have to wait and see what happens with the Wings. Tigers opening preseason game just a couple weeks away. So I'm getting excited for that. And until next week, folks, I speak Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling. For you have, Jesus, you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. I say that no drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no fire, flood, or crash, no evil shall come near us. Our immediate loved ones will be in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. And I sure love you. All right. Until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody.